Let me speak now to security commentator Brian Rowan. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Brian, what does this murder say about the dissidents and their ability here in the country?
It tells us what we know about them, that on occasions they can come in under the radar, carry out deadly attacks. We've seen it before, both in the killing of Ronan Kerr and in the attack at Massarine Barracks. But overall, the pattern of their activity is the vast bulk of it, majority of it, is disturbed and interrupted when they move. They're compromised both in terms of information coming from inside those organisations to the outside, and compromised also by the listening and watching of the intelligence services. But there is no such thing as a perfect intelligence picture, and on occasions they will be able to carry out these deadly attacks.
Will the intelligence service be embarrassed by what happened yesterday?
Well, you know, it's easy for people to say that MI5 or the police must do better. But the point that I make, Frank, is that most times when they move, these organizations are caught. Their bombs don't get to their targets. Their bombs don't explode. They abort what they would call their operations. People are arrested. Sometimes they don't even get moving. But in any conflict across the world, there is no such thing as a security or an intelligence solution or answer to these deadly organizations. There will be occasions when they do get through, and they got through yesterday, and the horrific and shocking result of that was this murder of David Black. But in terms of will the intelligence services be embarrassed, they will look to see where the gap was in the intelligence picture, and they will look to improve on all of that. But let's remember who pulled the trigger in this situation.
Is Lurgan one of the hotbeds of dissident activity?
Well, you're looking at such a mishmash world. It's fractured, it's disparate. But we do know that there's a dissident presence in Lurgan. But these organizations spread from north to south. And you're dealing here with a new IRA coalition, which has pulled together a number of those dissident organizations that were out there, the Real IRA, RAD, and a number of people who were unaffiliated. You have the Continuity IRA, and you have the faction Ogle na hÉireann. Now, I described the killing of Mr. Black as both horrific and shocking. Is it a complete surprise? No, it is not, because as long ago as 19 months, March last year, one of these dissident factions was threatening the possibility of attacks on prison service staff, and that was linked to the ongoing dispute at McGabbrie. They said very publicly that they had details of prison officers up to and including the level of governor. Now, we know what's going on at McGabbrie. There was a dirty protest there. Prisoners linked and attached to all of those dissident groups that I've just mentioned are involved in that protest. And we have seen in history what happens when you have jail protest. This blunt instrument of violence is used to try to force change. So this is a page out of an old IRA war book. It's a very old tactic. David Black was the target of that shooting yesterday. Will it change anything in terms of the prison authorities giving in? No, it won't, because the ghosts of a prison past still haunt the prison service. That's when they conceded too much ground to Republicans and Loyalists inside the old Mayor's prison, and the consequence and circumstance of all of that was escape and killings behind bars. So what the authorities don't want is that McGabbrie will become a mini-Mayors.
How vulnerable do you think officers within the prison service are across the country at the moment?
Well, these conflicts, much of them are to do with mind games. So why, for instance, did they shoot David Black as he was driving to work yesterday? Was it to send out a message, a wider message to other prison officers that nowhere is safe, nowhere is out of bounds in terms of an attack, that no one is beyond their killing reach? So one action, one killing, has a much wider purpose. It threatens and it frightens. an entire prison service community. And that's part of the mind game of all of this, Frank. So obviously, after yesterday's killing, within the prison service, staff will be advised again about the need to be vigilant around their own personal security. But we've had this attack. We will have the investigation. And the pattern of dissident activity is sporadic, occasional actions. They do not have the wherewithal in terms of weaponry and membership and expertise to recreate, rerun, reconstruct what the IRA would have termed their long war, where these types of attack of attacks were a daily and a weekly and a monthly routine.
And finally, Brian, the attack itself, it was sadly like something from a gangster movie, the suggestion being that the people involved in it weren't some new kids on the block. They seemed like people who have great experience in carrying out attacks and in carrying out killings.
Well, anyone can pull a trigger, Frank. So I'd rather see where this investigation goes, rather see where it develops. But it was a brutal execution. A brutal execution at close range. Why would they have shot David Black in the motorway? Because in the thinking and planning of all of this stuff, they'll also be thinking about their getaway route, where they're going to dump the car, what sort of actions present less risk and least risk to them. So it's a deadly action, a brutal murder. It's horrific. It's shocking. But in terms of the background noise that we've been hearing over the best part of a year and a half, it was not out of the blue, and it was not completely unexpected.
Brian Rowan, thank you very much indeed. Brian Rowan, the security commentator. Good morning to you. You're listening to U105, 90333 105, 077 66 105 105.